News. I'm Ben Thomas. It's been a very busy Friday night on Capitol Hill. Topping the agenda, the House approved a bill to temporarily fund federal operations and avoid a midnight shutdown and to provide disaster aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We also, in this bill, as you know, took care of Americans who desperately needed and deserved the assistance. We had a record hurricane season. Hurricanes Helene and Milton, in particular, did dramatic damage across at least six states, the Carolinas, the Virginia, from Florida, Tennessee, all the way through. And they have been waiting for the federal government to assist. We did that tonight.
It drops President-elect Trump's demands for a debt limit increase, pushing that into the new year. The bill's now gone to the Senate, which Norman Hall reports has been busy with other things.
President Biden has secured the 235th judicial confirmation of his presidency, an accomplishment that exceeds his predecessor's total by one. Democrats put extra emphasis on the federal courts following Trump's far-reaching first term when he filled three seats on the Supreme Court. The confirmation of Serena Raquel Murillo to be a district judge for the Central District of California broke Trump's mark. Biden and Senate Democrats place particular focus on adding women, minorities, and public defenders to the judicial rank. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Missouri judge has ruled the state's near-total ban on abortion is unenforceable under a constitutional amendment that won voter approval in the November election. And the Fed's preferred inflation gauge eased last month. Hai Panjwani has numbers.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. The report is closely watched by the Federal Reserve and is a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials, led by Chair Jerome Powell, rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just two times in 2025. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. A few young women are bucking trends and becoming Catholic nuns.
Less than 1% of nuns in the U.S. today are 30 or younger. Zoe Stapleton is 24 and grew up in Pennsylvania. She found the idea of becoming a nun to be radical.
Especially if you're wearing a habit, like everyone knows in some way of like you're living a different life than everyone else.
While on a hike with her parents, Stapleton says she took a leap of faith and told them she wants to be a nun.
The idea of religious life was always in the back of my mind, but it wasn't something that I was trying to bring to the forefront.
Becoming a nun means giving up many trappings of modern life, dating, sometimes even cell phones. Stapleton feels she has a deep connection to the Franciscan Sisters, T-O-R.
I'm able to love in the most radical way, because I see them loving radically.
On average, it takes about 7 to 10 years to become a Catholic sister. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.